I would make a motion to keep the slate of officers the same as they currently are.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Looks like we've got the duty again, Dave.
Looks like it. Hang in there.
Yeah. Do you want to explain the meeting procedures, Bob?
I'd like to welcome you to the January 9th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. The four Division III permit public hearings that were originally scheduled for this evening have been postponed until February 13th, 2017 in order to ensure that the notices are published on site at the four locations at least 10 working days prior to the public hearings as required pursuant to the provisions of Appendix D of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The public hearing this evening is being held concerning possible amendments to the Taney County Development Guidance Code pertaining specifically to nightly rental. As the chairman had indicated, if you do wish to comment at today's public hearing, a sign-up sheet's been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All discussion at this public hearing shall be limited specifically to the topic of the proposed nightly rental amendments to the Development Guidance Code. The public hearing shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment this evening. A possible Planning Commission vote upon the proposed nightly rental amendments to the Development Guidance Code is scheduled for this next Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. At that time, the Planning Commission may vote to recommend proposed nightly rental amendments to the Taney County Commission. If a recommendation is made by the Taney County Planning Commission, then the Taney County Commission will be required to hold its own set of advertised public hearings before voting to adopt the proposed amendments via County Commission order. I'd like to thank all of you for your participation and cooperation at this time.
Okay, we're going to go over option A.
If I could, let me give you kind of a synopsis of the three. The staff's prepared, basically at this point, the staff's prepared three draft or proposed sets of regulations. We've got an option A, an option B, and an option C. Option A essentially looks at removing the nightly rental regulations from the Development Guidance Code. And leaving enforcement of nightly rental complaints to homeowners associations, to the sheriff's office, and things of that nature. Option B looks at the idea of issuing permits for nightly rental as a Division II permit or as a permit that's issued administratively in the office. One of the reasons this option is being considered is it's an estimate, but the staff believes there's possibly 1,500 to 2,000 nightly rentals in the county that likely currently aren't permitted. And with our current system, it's a 60-day process, and we've really had concerns about ever getting these type of numbers of nightly rentals permitted. Option C is really just a clarification of our current regulations. Option C spells out in a little more detail that a developer can seek a Division III permit that would be somewhat of a blanket permit, allowing nightly rental within an entire development, or individual homeowners or unit owners, as is now the case, could seek a Division III special use permit, allowing for nightly rental, for a specific unit. Those permits, and so really, option C is very similar to what's currently in place. The hope was that maybe this would clarify some things. And so that's kind of it in just general terms. I didn't know if we wanted to look through each of these specifically or...
Well, has everybody read these through and through?
I have. I do have a question, Bob. Were these put before the county attorney for any opinion?
They have been presented to the attorney, but I've not gotten a review back at this point. And so I don't have a review yet back at this point.
Are any of you going to discuss these three before I go to talking to people?
The only thing I'd like to say is I would like to see some changes made and some clarification made, but I'd also like to see to where it could be done administratively in the office for some of these larger projects that are already started. So I don't know that we could, or I could vote wholeheartedly for any one change. And I don't know how everybody else feels.
We've been dealing with this for a couple of years now, and I personally, I want to hear what you people got to say. I want to see how it's setting out in the county. To me, we need their input because you're the one it really affects more than it does me. So I personally want to hear the input on it.
Thank you.
Second it. Are we ready to listen to the input? Okay, Dina Wolf.
Good evening. My name is Dina Wolf, and I am the president of the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors. I'm here this evening to talk to you about the stand that Missouri Realtors, which we are part of, has for short-term residential rentals. This is from Sam Licklider, who is our lobbyist in Jeff City, and it's also from John Seabree, who is our CEO of Missouri Realtors. Short-term residential rentals. The use of various websites to advertise property has increased the ability of regulators and tax assessors to follow and track those rentals. Missouri Realtors supports legislation to protect the right of owners to offer short-term rentals without undue regulation or interference by local government. Further, we believe that the decision in the case of Shipman versus Dominion Hospitality must be addressed by the General Assembly. A requirement that if a person allows a single short-term rental, then the property becomes commercial for the entire assessment year is unfair and wrong. That's the stand of Missouri Realtors. As far as Tri-Lakes Realtors go, we are the local experts, we believe. And there'll be another realtor come up and visit with his findings that he's studied and has put a lot of time into this. But as the president of the board, we have a concern with all of these options, somewhat as you spoke. And what we propose is there's a meeting called the Capitol Conference, and it's a legislative meeting that you go to Jeff City, and it happens the 17th. Tuesday to Friday of next week. And there's a lot of talk about this right now because Lake of the Ozarks is going through something similar. And we propose that you allow us to go up there, gather any information that we can that might help, and then come back and provide that to you, because we are aware Missouri Realtors will be backing a new house bill coming out. It won't be House Bill 1695. It'll be a different one. And the biggest part of it is Missouri Realtors stands on private property ownership rights. So we would urge you to not make a decision on any one of these three and allow us to gather the information that we need from the legislators that maybe can help us. May I answer any questions?
What was the dates again for the conference?
January 17th, which is a Tuesday, and it goes to the 20th, is Friday.
Well, I've attended one or two of those meetings like that. What about, I find every time I go to Jefferson City, their special interest groups really get dug in pretty stout, and they really bend their ear. Are you expecting that this year?
There is one special interest group in particular, but Missouri Realtors is a very strong association, and we're backed by the National Association of Realtors. So we've had great success, just like the, you know, we passed the constitutional amendment. We were behind that, and it's all about our, you know, all about our public. And so, yes, I believe there are going to be some special interests, but I also believe with diligence and knowledge that we gain, that we'll be able to figure this out and get the best for our people. Okay. Thank you very much.
George, wait a minute.
What is your opinion of the current situation in Chaney County now and the regulations that we have and how we go about it? Do you feel like we're overregulated, underregulated? Do you have an opinion?
My own personal opinion, okay?
Yeah, well, as a professional.
I'm from Stone County, and I like Stone County zoning. I like the way they don't do performance zoning. But I'm sure you might have heard that before, but every county's different.
Yeah,
it relative, just makes it easier over there.
Relative to the nightly rentals and how we handle it.
I think you're real good on new projects. That's an easy thing. On a condo project, I think that works real good. I think that there's some definite situations that need to be addressed on people who own homes that they've been nightly renting or whatever, or maybe they didn't get a permit. Maybe they didn't do what they were supposed to. Maybe they didn't know. I don't know. You know, I hate to say. But to now have to go through some of the items that I see on a couple of those proposals, I mean, it would just absolutely knock them out. And again, that to me is fooling with their private property ownership rights. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Brian Cox?
We're not speaking.
Huh?
Sorry, we were just signing in.
So oh, okay.
Maybe a few of
those people. Both of you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Gary Billings?
Billingsley. Evening. Gary Billingsley from 226 Stony Point Drive, Hollister, Missouri. I want to thank all of the members of this board for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight. I want to thank you, all the Planning and Zoning Board, for giving their time and effort and being away from their family to serve this community. I want to thank you for helping create a community like Branson, where ideals and the world view are Christian-based principles. It is because of this kind of atmosphere in the community that my wife and I wanted to buy a home in the Branson Creek development. At the time we purchased our home in 2008, there was in place a Division III permit for the purpose of nightly rentals. This is why I have driven 7.5 hours to be here tonight to speak to you for 3 minutes to encourage you to adopt not Plan B or C, but A. Here are the reasons why. There is already a Division III permit in place. It has served the county well for the 8+ years we have owned our home. Two, Plan B and C would be a waste of taxpayer dollars. Three, it would be improbable for the Planning and Zoning Department to implement either Plan B or C on 3,500 nightly rentals, which is the number that was in the recommendation. Maybe the most important